Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Philip. This is episode number 298, I think. I have to double check on that. I'm pretty sure it's 298, episode number 298, but we're close to hit the 300. I know it's not the 300 mark yet, but we're close to hit the 300 mark. I appreciate anyone whoever listened to this podcast or whoever still listened to this podcast. Much appreciate, much love. Thanks to all the guests beyond my podcast and, today's episode, and you probably see the title, Double Standard. Do you hate when someone plays a double standard? Whether it's play double standard against you, or just want to play double standard for whatever reason to whoever. I hate when someone plays a double standard. Period. I've seen people play double standard against me many fucking times from my experience. What is the point of people playing double standard? There is no point when someone plays a double standard. There isn't. When people play double standard, what they try to accomplish when they play double standard with others? It's not cool at all when someone plays double standard. And, I try to give, and people who want to know what is a double standard, what's the definition of a double standard, which sorry, I'm losing I'm about to lose my voice, really. But you're wondering, what is the meaning of double standard, when you ask, what is the definition? And, I probably should start, what's the definition of a double standard first, but hey. I'm trying to do something different to start this episode. And let me give you, what is meaning of double standard. And if you Google it, and they're serious, I'm serious. If you Google it, double standard meaning, it will tell you what's the meaning of double standard. And let me read this to you. The meaning of it. A double standard is a code or policy that favors one group or person over another. Double standards are unfair. If a teacher lets all the boys bring candy for lunch, but not the girls, that's a double standard. A standard, is a way of evaluating someone, and a double standard is two-faced. That's what it means. And it's actually 100% accurate what that means, a double standard. And it gives a good example of what a double standard is. A definition of a double standard. I'm sure for the people who listen to this episode, I'm sure people may play double standard against you, and maybe I might be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I apologize. But I'm sure there may be others who will play a double standard probably against you in the past, or even to this day right now, whereas, with family members, friends, or supposedly friends, your co-workers, your manager, your boss, whoever, they like to play a double standard. And it's not really fair, at all when people play double standard. It's not cool at all. None at all. Just recently, someone plays a fucking double standard. No, I want to say a few weeks ago. I take that back. Because I find out just, probably a few weeks ago, maybe early last month. Because a certain individual who have a talk with someone who used to be an old friend, but they're not friends anymore for whatever reason, complain about this person complained about me going to see my mom to have lunch with almost on a daily basis. And tell that person, let me starve myself to death. Which is fucking fucked up. If I ran into the person, just wait until I have something to say to her. And then after that, yet go to one of my family related member, I'm not going to say who, to, you know, ask help a bunch of time, ask that family member to help her on something more than once. First off, it shouldn't be her business to begin with. That's really none of her fucking damn business. And two, that is a double standard. You know, it's the same thing. I didn't really... If I decide to go to someone's house to have lunch, I'm going to have lunch or dinner with someone at house. If someone has a fucking problem with it, you can go fuck off, really, seriously. And, you know, it's funny that person go to that family member house to have lunch as well, or go have lunch with that family member, one of the family member, at a restaurant. Funny how that fucking worked, playing that fucking double standard. Who the fuck she thinks she is? She plays a double standard. That's a double standard. Now, I can give you like a bunch of example. You know, what is a double standard? Double standard. It's... Why people do play double standard? You're wondering why people are playing double standard. You know, it's not right. It's not fucking fair with others. At all. At all, man. What did they try to accomplish? You know, like I asked just a while ago. You know, I never played double standard. I don't play double standard against others. At all. At all. I get, you know, the only time I may play double standard is teach that person a fucking lesson. Meaning, if you play double standard against me, I can play double standard right back against you. And you know what? Let's talk about that. If that person play a double standard against other, but when the time, if someone play double standard against that person, I can almost guarantee that person not going to like it. Now, you know how that feels. It's reverse psychology. It's, they don't like to play, being playing double standard against themselves. Even though they play double standard against others in the begin with, the first place, you know? They wouldn't like it. Some of them may not care. Some of them, you know, they play double standard. They may be upset. I would say some of them may not be care. And some of them do care and they'll get pissed off. Plays double standard. Hey, guess what? You play double standard against others, but you don't like someone play double standard against you. Same shit. Same damn thing. That's the bottom line. That is the fucking bottom line. Double standard. I think what's the right thing to do is play. Be fair. Be fair. That's all. Be equal. Play fair with others. No double standard bullshit. Rather, you know, from school, from your workplace, from your friends, from your family members, from your family members' friends, from your neighbor, which, and also another good example, my neighbor loves to play double standard as well. Not only he's a prick, but he also plays double standard. Complain about me, I don't do this or that in my yard, my own yard. You know, it's none of his damn fucking damn business. Yet, he has a son that still lives with his parents, who is over 21, didn't do shit to yard work at all. I should see him just the other, well, in this recording, it will be posted later, but, like about maybe a month ago, I see his father do yard work in the front when I was coming home. And I don't see his son help him, or I see his son do work. It's funny how that fucker works. Double standard right there. And yet he comes playing about me. That's a fucking double standard. That is a double standard. Don't talk shit when you have some other, the same similar issue. That's a fucking, don't play fucking double standard. Period. Period. You know, it's like when there's two little kids and a grandpa. Grandpa play ferrets. Playing ferrets. Oh, this grandkid number one will get $20. Grandkid number two get only $10. But that's playing ferrets. Damn, if anything, to be honest with you, maybe not the best definition or best example of playing a double standard, but it's close to that. You get my drift. And you know, you can confront that person. Hey, this is double standard, but this is not right. You know, not play fucking double standard. You know, you call them out. If you went to a person, even if the person you may know or you don't know, and they play double standard, call them out. You call them out straight to their face, whether it's in public or private. You call them out. Hey, don't play this double standard bullshit. Sometimes it needs to be done, right? It needs to be fucking done. You don't like when someone plays double standard against you or your family members or someone you know, your girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever. Double standard is unfair, period. And say that, you know, that's what it really means. That's what double standard really mean. I read it a while ago, what double standard meaning, and give a good example, which is 100% accurate what that means, with a good example. Don't play fucking double standard. I want to tell you this. If you're a fucking teacher or working or a principal for school and you play double standard, get the fuck out of the education industry. There should be no room playing double standard bullshit in at all. Even you should know better when the teacher should be all equal with every single student. Same with the principal. Same with the school counselors. Or in the education department. In the education industry. You don't play a fucking double standard. I tell you, I'm going to tell you this. Some of my family members play double standard. And if they listen to this podcast, to this episode, you know I'm damn fucking right. You play the fucking double standard. Let me give you another fucking example. Right there. When I was in college, I had my struggles in college. I had my struggle. It takes me a while to finally get my social degree. You would think I should get my social degree for 2 years because it's a 2-year degree. It takes me a little bit longer because I struggle. I struggle to get it. And guess what? Some of my family, not all my family members, just some of the family members, three certain family members, they criticize me. They complain about me. I've taken too long to get my social degree. Talking shit. Criticize. And guess what happened? One of the three family member that criticized me, her son, I'm not gonna say who, her son struggled to get his degree. Hell, he struggled in high school. I don't wanna say struggled in high school. He just make a big mistake in high school, ditching classes too many that really affect him. But he did get back, go to college, try to get a degree. He struggled for, God, it takes him a long, for a while. Hell, it takes him a little longer than I do to get his degree. And yet they didn't, the same people who criticized me, including his mom, that I take long to get my degree, they didn't criticize him at all. They didn't criticize him that, he didn't take, he take long to get his degree. They didn't criticize him. That's fucking double standard. Double standard is a fucking bitch. It's not cool at all. That's another good example, a great example to play double standard. We don't need that in our lives. Knock that fucking shit off for the people who play double standard. Knock that fucking shit off. That's not fucking cool at all. If you play that fucking double standard, get the fuck out of this fucking world. You don't belong here. Or you need to fucking change. Period. That's the bottom line. And you know, I just realized I've been saying that's the bottom line a lot for the past few episodes and probably many more. I should trademark it. Which you know, won't be a bad idea if you think about it. But you know, I know it's life, but it doesn't mean it's fair. When someone played double standard, it's not. It's not fair, period. That shit needs to fucking stop. And I'm sure people will... And of course, it's not going to stop. Because, you know, you got other people who will play double standard bullshit. You know? It's like when you're watching the NBA. If you watch the NBA, over the years, superstar gets calls. Consistently calls. While other players don't. It's a double standard. Believe it or not. And this is coming from a Bulls fan. Who grew up watching Michael Jordan, the greatest of all time, play. Come on now. You know, it's not right. It's not right, you know. But yeah, I don't know what else to say, to be honest with you now. You know, I expect this episode to be short, and I'm going to be honest with you. I expect this episode, because I have an idea what to talk about. Exactly, I want to talk about the word double standard on this podcast. And I know it's going to be short, to say the very least. Which I'll be close to wrap up, maybe wrap this episode up in a couple minutes or so. I want to talk a little bit more regarding double standard. That even when, you know, when you play double standard, it could affect your job if you think about it. You know, if you're a teacher, or if you are a police officer, or any law enforcement, a judge, or the lawyer, I wouldn't say lawyer, a judge, you do not play double standard. You know, there are certain things, not certain things, there are some you shouldn't not play double standard, because that could affect your job. Can you imagine if you have a judge that plays double standard in court? Oh, this person steal a car, so you want to get a probation. That's it. Oh, another person, he steal a car. Okay, he's going to jail. Come on now. A thief. That's a double standard. Now, I know there's laws. Here in New Mexico, there's a... I forgot what it's called, and I just read it just yesterday. Or the other day, or no, actually a month ago, actually, I think about it. Reform bill? I believe reform bill form law or something like that in the state I live in, which it needs to be changed. So, it's depending on the state law. So, which is bullshit. And that, to a degree, is a double standard, actually. If you kind of think about it. But yeah. So, folks, I want to thank anyone who listened to this episode. I know this episode is short. And, you know, just remember, don't play double standard. If you don't like someone play double standard against you, don't play double standard. Simple. It's not fair. It's unfair. Unfair. At all. You know, it's not fucking cool. But anyways, thank you for anyone who listened to this episode of Let's Talk Podcast. Much, much appreciate it. We're close to hit the 300 episode. Maybe I'll do something 300 special. Maybe I'll have a guest schedule. We'll see. But anyways, You can follow me on Instagram, P2H02. You can also follow me on Threads. My username still is the same as Instagram, on Instagram, which is P2H02 as well. Let's Talk Podcast has a Facebook page. Give a like, give a follow. I post episodes like this one, Let's Talk Podcast related, whatever. Let's Talk Podcast is available from 10 different platforms, which you can listen to all the episodes, including this episode, from 10 different platforms, such as Spotify for Podcaster, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Amazon Music, and CastBox. So, everyone, have a good night. Stay safe. And talk to you next time on Let's Talk Podcast. Peace out, everyone.